Tested live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Career Corner
on Kaya Biz.
Well, to help us with this conversation today, the VAT hike and the cost of living pressure. How do we deal? How do we manage? And most importantly, how do I sit opposite my HR manager here at Kaya959 and say, hold on, my pocket's taking strain. How do we unlock more value? Someone who is going to guide us in terms of the themes we need to consider is Cicely Ndiwe Sibesha, Managing Director of Rem Channel, which is part of the Old Mutual Group. Such a pleasure to speak to you again, Cicely Ndiwe.
Awesome, Gugu. Thank you so much for inviting me again, and good evening to you and the listeners.
Fantastic. We love a good conversation that helps everyone in the room in terms of understanding productivity, value, and of course the insights that we can share. I guess first things first, when we think about the VAT increase, some people might say, well, hold on. We see how it impacts us as consumers when it comes to doing our groceries and purchasing additional items, but help us understand how businesses who employ employees need to be mindful of the impact that this has on them.
Absolutely, Gugu. I think one of the things that a lot of businesses are obviously considering right now is salary increase budgets.
Yes.
They are considering how much they can afford in order to adjust increases, which are largely informed by factors such as inflation, obviously needing to make sure that employees are able to participate effectively in the economy. However, what this VAT increase means, it actually means that disposable income is going to be under pressure.
Mm.
So whatever increases employers are able to provide for those employers that are actually even able to adjust increases, because we know the economy is so constrained that
yep.
quite a number of companies aren't even able to adjust salaries. And in most instances, they are even considering restructurings, which unfortunately for us increase the current high unemployment rate. Mm-hmm. But what this really means is whatever increase, if you are lucky enough to get an increase, is going to be under pressure, because whatever you're going to get, you are now also going to incur the cost of this VAT increase, meaning that what you have left for whatever you need to live on is really going to be under pressure.
Mm. I'm glad you mentioned the negotiation part, because the truth is most businesses are strained. So for me to sit opposite my manager here at Kaya and say, hold on, double digit increase is what I believe I deserve, might not be practical, though it might be my desire. But as you've mentioned, there are new innovative ways and holistic approaches then that businesses need to take in order to meet their employees' needs. And it's not that complicated. Maybe help us understand where to start in terms of understanding that holistic approach that goes beyond just the page, the end of the month.
Absolutely, Gugu. And I mean, a holistic employee value proposition usually includes both financial and non-financial elements. So it's very important to appreciate what it is that you offer your employees and really look at the ways in which you can support them from a financial well-being perspective by also optimizing the non-financial elements. So as you've said, the paycheck is one thing. There's also benefits there. There's also the work arrangements. There's also, different ways of supporting, including from a health and wellness support perspective. For instance, if employers can help and negotiate discounts to a number of various services that we need as employees, mm-hmm. in order to address all the needs that we typically spend our money on, that would help a bit, because it would mean then that those group discounts help in terms of disposable income pressure that we will feel after this VAT increase.
100%. I'm so glad they speak about integrated wellness programs, because we know that that's been a big focus of late and was also part of our previous conversation. And maybe that can be explored just a little bit further, especially given some of the intriguing generational shifts that we also see in the workplace.
Absolutely, Gugu. So one of the things that when we unpack the whole benefits offering that comes with your package, that we find is the cost of medical aid. Medical aid has just become so, so expensive for those that have medical aid. And remember, the medical aid increases are usually also higher than inflation. We've seen most, medical aid schemes, putting in double-digit increases, which means more and more people cannot really afford medical aid. So there are alternatives to medical aid, for instance, health insurance, which we provide, for instance, as All Mutual, but also there are preventative measures that come really into the physical, the emotional, and other aspects of wellness. So a lot of employers, should be encouraging people to be physically active, to make sure that they adopt preventative measures so that they don't then have to incur long-term medical costs. By learning how to eat well, learning how to exercise frequently, learning how to sleep, appropriately and enough. So there's a whole, holistic wellness that needs to be encouraged by employers, but also adopted by employees so that they too take charge of their physical, mental, as well as financial wellness. These things ultimately add up to the cost that puts us under pressure. So if we understand how to use all these different things to actually help ourselves and in adopting those programs that our employers put out there, we can hopefully not only in the short term but in the long term manage all the things that we spend our money on, including healthcare.
The less sick days you take, the less stressed out you are, the more present you are at work. Great for the business, but also great for you as an individual, because as you're describing, you are creating a holistic and fulfilling experience for yourself as well, just as a human being, in terms of the quality of life that you have. Speaking of quality of life, we also want quality,
but also Google you.
Oh sure, go ahead.
Sorry, I was just going to come in there and say, you are also present. You are also able to work. You are also able to then earn, for instance, from the incentive schemes that a lot of employers have that are subject to performance, which means if you are not, ill, you are productive, you can optimize those annual incentive programs that are subject to performance. It therefore means that you have at least a lump sum that may come if you and your company perform, that can help alleviate, for instance, pay off your school fees with your bonus. You know, make sure that the big ticket items that you can, pay off you with your own bonus if you have performed, actually taken care of by those kind of structures.
100%. So those of us who are lucky or were lucky to earn bonuses, I often tease my friends at the banks, hey, you've had a good time. But speaking of that, you mentioned something else, which is perhaps your education. And sometimes this is also where, if you're present at work, you're proving to be productive, you're contributing to the growth of the business, you could sit opposite your manager and say, hold on, I'd like to further my education. I'd like to pursue growth. Help us understand how investing in skills development and training is also another innovative way for employers to manage their negotiations and value unlock with employees.
Absolutely. So training, skills development makes up a very big budget of a lot of organizations from an HR development perspective. So there's money that goes in. So this is part of the that employers can find. And also there are actually, incentives or rebates from a skills development levy if employers are actually training their people. Not only that, Google, they are also helping employees from a skills of the future perspective, meaning that as jobs change, employees are paid for the skills that will be relevant in the future. I've just recently been in China, and it was actually interesting to see the level of technological advancement that country has already adopted. We are far behind, and that's partly because we don't always support to embrace and adopt technology as it comes. So a simple thing, AI, I mean, we're all talking about it, but how many organizations have actually made the time to help their people effectively optimize AI in order for them to not only be efficient in the work that they do, but to really embrace the changing nature of the way that work is done. And in that way, also start thinking about how to create products and solutions and services of the future. That is an investment in the employees, an investment in the company, because these are people that will become innovative in order to then support the company's growth, but at the same time support their own growth. The reason why people move around a lot is because they are looking for growth, they are looking for development. So if you don't develop and support your people's skills acquisition as an employer, don't be surprised if they start leaving, going to organizations that offer that as part of the value proposition.
It's a conversation and relationship that needs to be maintained. Cicilindu, I'm intrigued because some people might say, hold on, I see the education, I see the innovative wellness programs, I've got kids that I need to take care of, they're on my medical aid, I have a retirement plan that I need to ensure is fully daily and actively paid because my family needs to be taken care of. Help us understand reassessing fringe benefits, especially in light of the fact that, again, not only is it the VAT increase, but in terms of the personal income tax tables, there's certain shifts that still haven't taken into account the inflationary changes or increases that might take place. So how do we need to review that?
Yeah, that's an important one, Google, because we are seeing that a one-size-fits-all in terms of retirement fund contributions does not work anymore. So flexible retirement fund contributions, obviously done in a responsible manner, are very important. So allow employees based on their needs to contribute to retirement in different ways. So those that are close to retirement can contribute more, but those that are a bit further from retirement could actually contribute in line with the number of years that they still have towards retirement, meaning that they could actually free up some of that money into their net pay and therefore address their short-term needs. We emphasize that that needs to be done in a responsible way because we don't want to in future have young people that have nothing saved for retirement. So the flexibility needs to be done in a very, very responsible manner. That's what we do at REM Channel. Together with our partners at All Mutual, we'll help organizations structure retirement fund contributions in line with the different needs of the diverse employees that are currently in the workforce.
Got you. For those who still say, show me the money, Sisley Ndiwe, is all lost.
Well, it's two ways. It's employers need to definitely be conscious of the pressure that their employees are going to be under from a disposable income perspective. Mm-hmm. But employees themselves need to reach out and use the programs that may be there. If they're not there, they must sit, as you said, across the HR manager and say, let's make recommendations around what it is that can be done. I know a lot of employers are currently calling back people to the office, but that's going to incur a lot of traveling costs for those employees. So there needs to really be a reconsideration around who needs to be in the office, who needs to work elsewhere, so long as we hold people accountable for the results that they need to deliver.
100%. More and more I'm hearing a transparency and communication that definitely needs to take place. But of course, innovative solutions are also there to make sure that we plug the gap. Sisley Ndiwe, always such a pleasure speaking to you. It's been such a delight. Oh, is the network frozen? It seems like it.
Thank you so much, Gugu, and good evening.
Fantastic, thank you. Okay, managed to get you there towards the end. That's Lindiwe Sibesho, who is the Managing Director of REM Channel. It is part of the Old Mutual Group, and as you can imagine, we've been speaking to them in terms of the consultancy for remuneration and benefit strategy going forward. And I think this is an important conversation to have, not just for business owners and entrepreneurs, but even for us, you and I. Right? As employees, we might work for amazing companies and we're well aware that the economy has taken strain. In the case where there might be some extra change and they're able to give you that inflation-linked increase or even more than inflation, and sure, kudos to you. But we do need to be a bit innovative in terms of how we say, hold on, I understand things are tight, but this is how I need to derive value from the business. So what kind of flexibility and innovative solutions are we looking for?
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.